This is Dead Air, and I'm your host, Harry Reeves.
Welcome back. This is Harry with Dead Air, and once again, my co-host is Laszlo Hollyfeld.
Thank you for having me.
And tonight, we're going to discuss what happened to wrestling.
How wrestling died.
And it's not necessarily Tony Khan, I don't think, but he's the exact catalyst to hopefully burn out a lot of this high spot show shit. And for my regular viewers about conspiracies, this you know, whatever that I usually do, this is another social issue. Wrestling has become like we didn't gatekeep it enough. I mean, let a lot of people into this area, and they've kind of become a cancer and festered in here, and now we got just the same shit running amok through wrestling is in society.
Yeah, I don't blame Tony Khan for it either. I think he's an enabler of the poor style.
Yeah.
That I don't like to watch. But it's a style of wrestling. It looks too choreographed, too fake. You know, I don't want to see like boom mics on an action movie. I want you to pretend like it's real when you're in there and not just doing a series of moves that have been pre-planned out completely.
Yeah, where you practice them all, and you still can't get the timing down, and it still looks too fake. I think a lot of that started with when Jerry Lynn and Rob Van Dam had those absolutely... I mean, and it's probably, honestly, it's probably Benoit and Jericho and Guerrero for everybody who wants to be a huge fag about it. But I noticed it get way too crazy in ECW.
Yeah, it would. And ECW started the whole thing of the decline of wrestling.
Yeah, you just can't do it. What are you going to do? You kill somebody next?
Right, and young men wanted to see violence and you know, half-naked women. But that's all it was.
It was a complete and absolute capsule of the 90s. Just how extreme and overboard and how he burned everything out.
Well, yeah, it was also the everything had to be extreme.
Yeah, everything was applesauce. This ain't your daddy's applesauce, you fucking pussy. This shit's got meth in it. You know, I don't know.
But it's true. It was riding that thing, and how long could it go?
Yeah.
And how long could you keep that up? You're traveling around a tri-state area. You try to branch out, but you're taking on two giant behemoths of media companies.
Yeah, they were never going to actually compete.
And they don't compete. I hate hearing that, too. I hate when they call it the Big Three.
Yeah, it was never the Big Three.
It was never the Big Three. Maybe at some period in time, the Big Three was the NWA, the WWF, and the AWA. Even the AWA died out, and they were still
World Class could have been in that picture briefly in the mid-80s.
Very briefly.
Kerry Von Erich, when he won the title from... His brother was supposed to win that belt, David, right?
Yeah, from Flair, but they kind of did it as a favor to Fritz.
Yeah.
For losing his son, and Kerry had it for what? 3 days?
Something like that, it wasn't...
Or 1 week?
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
Something super short.
Yeah.
Even like, you have to be like a real wrestling fan too to know Mid-South and how big of a deal that was at a certain point in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And who it created and who it brought to us, but like it just fizzled out because everybody tried to take McMahon on and lost.
And I don't get into luchador. I don't get into Japanese. I could watch a match every now and then, but I'm not going to get all actually about it because I don't enjoy it. Mexican wrestling is like a fucking comic book fight, which is cool. If that's what you're looking for, they're colorful characters. You know, I bet you there's a lot of cool storylines and things that we just culturally, you and I, would miss as white boys from the Midwest.
Not understand the nuance of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, it's like a superhero show. And Japanese wrestling is like that in a way, but it's so polished. And there's, I think that's why they love the big American brawlers, because they're sloppy and
yeah,
they got
totally
guts
different what they have.
And beards. And they just punch and they kick and they just get the living shit beat out of them.
Plus, like the big round eye Yankee cowboy, they love that shit.
Yeah,
you know, Stan Hansen.
Yeah,
he made a career out of being there.
And personally, the only I love the Great Muta was my favorite as a kid. I liked Tajiri.
Yeah, Tajiri was fun, but he also wrestled an American style when he came to WWF and ECW though.
Yeah,
where it was at least watchable.
Yeah.
When I talk about wrestling, I don't even count Mexico or Japan.
No.
In that's like counting like the UK where they do like rounds and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
I just don't care. There's no insult to that. That's just your culture. And it should stay like that. It yeah. should stay like that because it is cool every now and then when you got the badass coming over from, you know, England to, you know, he's, you know what I'm saying? He's going to fight your guy, or you got the big Jap, you know, the Jap coming over who's untouchable. You know, that's cool. That's pretty cool. We don't have to be fucking all jammed up, and everybody doesn't have to watch every single thing of wrestling and like exactly what you like. And that's like the internet wrestling community. Those are kids that either, if they're around our age, they got bullied and then people stopped bullying them. Or these are just people who, every social issue, you know, and I see a lot of it comes with punk coming in and bringing that kind of like, I'm going to say fuck too much. Yeah, aren't I edgy?
Yeah, he's super edgy, but I'm straight edge.
He's too. Yeah, he's edgy, he's straight edge, but he's also completely in line with every single lockstep with the Beast Systems approved positions on topics.
Yeah, and I also don't need to know how edgy you are. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, exactly. Be edgy.
You are. That's edgy, like, Phil. Oh, you're a vegan, huh?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's based. You don't like killing animals.
I wouldn't care until you told me you were vegan. I don't really give a shit.
These are the people that you know, cry about animals being abused during slaughter, which I think that is fucked up. You don't have to do that shit. You know, that kosher shit where you cut their throat so you get all the pain, suffering, and that meat. But
it comes down to fans ruining everything.
Yeah, they've ruined every single fandom.
Every single thing. You can't break down every single moment of every single quarter minute in a wrestling show.
Yeah, or in anything else, in cape shit, in sport. I mean, one of my favorite Onion articles back in the day was like, man in all New York Ranger clothing bullies sci-fi geek, you know? And he's talking about what a geek this guy is for knowing every stupid thing about elves and Thor as he rattles off stats from, you know, the New York Rangers over the past 40 years.
Yeah, it's fandom of anything really that kind of ruins things.
Yeah, that's, you know, when I talk about leaving sports last week and we were, you know, talking about our experience with Packer fans around here.
Right.
I thought that was pretty apt because sports fans ruin sports for me too.
Yeah, that's because it's their whole goddamn life.
Yeah, and that's all they can talk about. Like I said, if it is, you better be making money off it, man. You know, I hope you're making money. Or hope, you know, because everything's been real. Comics, I mean.
Yeah, and, you know, wrestling was supposed to have aspects that were distasteful.
Absolutely.
You know, there was somebody that, you know, wasn't in line with things or whatever, you know, the case may be.
I wouldn't even want to be that dude now.
No, you couldn't, because you'd be, like, canceled. Actually vilified
for
playing a character.
You might be, you know, attacked like that fucking lunatic who attacked Dave Chappelle.
Right.
And got turned into, like, you know, wrapped up. Like,
they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, his arm was snapped. Yeah.
I like how Dave Chappelle went on and was like, it was a transgender. Like, he's like, right away. Yeah. Like, just started making jokes about it.
Yeah.
That's the first time at a comedy club, kicked somebody's ass backstage.
And that's what it was. The dude on Twitter was saying, he was, like, I guess, coming for Dave Chappelle for his trans homies and shit. And that's where we're at now. I would not want to be. Look at the heat that Lacey chick got in WWE for being the, like, kind of like the MAGA mom.
Yeah.
You know, the 50s housewife. She was getting legit heat. I mean, that's always been the way in wrestling. But it was not isolated to the weird pocket of people who, you know, showed up at the sports dome every Wednesday, right, who were like nuts about it. This was like heat from all corners of society.
Yeah, that wouldn't even watch wrestling and know.
They don't
even know
who she, yeah, yeah.
Or doesn't know the character at all. But it's the same thing like with the fans. They like women's wrestling.
Yeah. I just...
They cheer on the girls because that's cool now too.
But they wouldn't cheer on a girl fight at school.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, which I think is pretty hypocritical in my opinion.
Yeah, but it's because they're hot chicks. And I'll never get hot chicks.
They'll never get those kind of chicks. But those kind of chicks will be like, oh, you're right. You know, and totally gas these beta orbiters, these simps up. You know, and they'll never give me a fucking break.
Well, right, like, you add that aspect into it. It's not them. Like, if a cool guy has a chick in wrestling,
mm-hmm,
it's not them, because they can't get laid.
Yeah,
of course he's the heel.
Yeah.
Because he's a cool fucking guy.
Yeah, that's why I think I like MJF a lot. He'll be a fucking coward heel. He'll be a coward heel who leaves the ring, who how it used to be. Everybody wants to be, another thing, a real badass. Everybody's got to be a super badass. So there's no real characters anymore. Outside, I think MLW, I'm saying this from a place of, like, I watch MLW, I pay attention to AEW, and I slightly acknowledge WWE. That's really about it, or what I see on Twitter. I like stories. I like characters. Like, we were talking Papa Shango.
Yeah.
You know, making the warrior sick, cursing him. That was bait. It was awesome.
Yeah, Jake the Snake sicks a snake on Randy in the ring, and then hides one in a box at his wedding. Yeah, you know, at SummerSlam. Like,
fucking Triple H is really marrying Stephanie in Vegas.
Right, yeah, kidnapping and marrying Stephanie McMahon. Like, that was the... You need the fantastical shit in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to have that, because there's a place for it. But it's like everything. Like, even old wrestling especially, there was a place for everything. There was a place for the midgets to come out. There was a place for the girls to go out.
Yeah.
You had your comedy routine,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you had your legit wrestlers.
Yeah.
And you had your main event. It was all part of it. You know, it's like a circus. It has everything for everybody.
Now it's like they do main events for, honestly, political reasons, I would say.
Well, yeah. I mean, how do these guys become world champions without it being internet bullshit?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or Dave Meltzer and all that shit.
Yeah.
What he thinks every Japanese match ever was the greatest ever.
Yeah, but that's straight autism, you know. Dave, I think, is autistic, undiagnosed, of that generation, because he can't. That's not in his view, his like lens that he sees life through. Japanese wrestling is polished and professional, and it's taken serious as a part of the culture. It's not the sideshow that it is in America, you know, the way it is in Japan. So his, like, autistic brain, I don't think that's the polished product. You know, that's, like, to him, unscuffed. And that kind of shit is what, it's like the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And we didn't know that these squeaky wheels were all over the internet.
Absolutely. You're making enough fucking noise.
Yeah, to get this shit done.
To cause a change like this to happen. But here's the thing. Wrestling is about making money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's always been about a show that appeals to people. You know, people want to see Hulk Hogan body slam the Giant and then win big. They're not going to watch he's a Japanese legend.
Yeah,
like, they're not going to watch, the New Japan pay-per-view. They're not, but they might watch WrestleMania.
Yeah, and what gets me is what used to get me about the ECW. It's when, it's like, okay, WWE is back when it was WWF, was the most popular with WCW. So when you go out of that, I would say they're the most mainstream. When you go out of that, it's impossible to, at least for me, it's really hard to get involved. If there's not a story being told, I got to have a reason to like these two dildos going at it. Unless they're really good. And maybe that's why the Spot Monkey shows started happening, is because there was just, they had to do something to break out of that whole glut, that whole like layer of stardom that you had just from the Attitude Era and the Monday Night Wars. That was probably really hard for a young guy to bust through if they're not getting showcased on those two shows.
Yeah. If they're not Steve Austin or The Rock. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, without Raw and Nitro being there, but not everybody can be on the show.
Yeah,
But it's that indie style, too, that doesn't look polished.
It doesn't.
Not polished enough for American TV.
It looks cool in, like, a 25, 30-second clip. Holy shit, that dude cuttered him off of a fucking, you know, scaffolding, you know, a big the boom, right through a, you know, wow, that was bad. Well, why the hell did he do it? And then you find out that the guy who just got cuttered through 10 tables, he just popped right the fuck back up.
Yeah, then they started going at it again like it was like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And you're doing this for 25 people in a gym. And then they'll always say that bullshit, like passion for the sport and love for the business. That's bullshit.
No.
Don't kill yourself in front of 25 people.
Yeah, for hot dogs.
Right, exactly. And not everybody can make it to the big leagues either.
But everybody has to make it to the big leagues. And that's the problem we have right now, is because we have the... And I'm not getting boomer here with like participation trophies or anything like that. That is what it is. But there is that side of the culture now where people think, oh, I like him. he should be a champ. Well, he's not though. He's a good, he's decent. He's good where he at. It's like why I respect guys like Danhausen right now. He knows where he's at. He's fucking does it very well. Everybody loves him. He's not going to try to step out of that and overstay his welcome.
Yeah, Brutus Beefcake didn't knew his place on the roster. Yeah, exactly. The roster and on the card.
Exactly. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan came out, fucking thumbs up, 2x4, he knew what to flag, do. And got him going and did a few brawling moves. And if it was against the guy in a pay-per-view, he's probably going to lose.
Yeah.
But it might be about count out.
Yeah.
To keep him kind of strong. Keep him but strong, he knew his place in the card. Tito Santana. No one ever displayed more of knowing your place in the card than Tito Santana.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, his run after the Intercontinental thing with Greg the Hammer Valentine was over,
mm-hmm.
and he was mid-card for the rest of his career. Yeah. And he kept the job the entire time.
Yeah,
exactly. And worked, and everybody liked Tito.
Exactly.
Like, you weren't disappointed when you saw him.
But he had something that worked, and he went with it, and they didn't break it. And if everybody likes the taste, why are you going to change it? So I guess they knew their place. There was a formula. And that, I think, is what success is pretty formulaic. You don't have to reinvent the fucking wheel every time. And that's the problem. ECW, they reinvented the wheel briefly, but you forget, for every badass Shane Douglas versus Justin Credible match where, to be honest, there was way too many high spots in every single one of those matches. Right. But you had to sit through like 6 shit matches of guys that fucking... You don't know who there's. I have no stake in this guy.
Why do I care if Chris Chetty is fighting Nova?
It
doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Or Amish Roadkill?
Yeah, exactly.
What do I care?
They were like goofy gimmicks that drunk motherfuckers just, fucking Amish.
The Dudley boys. Like, who knew they would break out of that? Yeah. But of course, there's like, what, 7 Dudleys originally?
Yeah, people don't know. It's not just Spike and Devon and Bubba Ray. It was Sign Guy Dudley. Yeah, I mean,
Big Dick Dudley. All those Dudleys that were in there, but only 2 of them came out of it, really. I mean, Spike came along because he was a Dudley and they could run off that, but Spike wasn't going to have a 20-year career at WWE.
Yeah, but ECW is wrestling slippery slope, and it comes and it's led to that right now, I would say, by everybody, all the alternative choice people having a place to wrestle. Okay, that's great, but you have... What you have right now is there's so many people that are supposedly great, and you hear about them, and when you find, and you see a clip, you're like, oh, that dude's fucking great. And then you see a match, and you're like, well, that clip, that's why it was only a 15-second clip, because the rest of the match was fucking garbage, had no psychology. They ended up beating each other over the head with, like, cheese graters or some shit like that. And he got the pin. He's not really that interesting. And I have no stock in him because there's no fucking storyline. The guy I was the most impressed with lately is Alex Hammerstone at MLW, because I had seen clips of him. And when I finally watched the full match, I was impressed. He's over 6 feet. He's over 250. He's a good fucking wrestler. He's got the look. But for every Alex Hammerstone that there's 100 dude that jumped off the fucking Mall of America balcony.
Right.
For what? Why? Yeah,
for nothing.
Do you know he lost the match? Like, that didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't even win the match.
They wrestled for like 8 more minutes or something.
Yeah, that's over. That's the finisher. That's what it's done. Either he misses and he's finished, or he hits it and he wins.
Or everybody's dead.
Yeah, everybody's dead. But it's, with ECW too, look who's leading. Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
Shane Douglas was never going to be a WCW champion.
No.
Or WWE champion.
There's just something that he lacked.
Yeah, it is. And it's...
I don't know what it... It's it.
Yeah, it's it. He's an upper mid-card babyface.
Yeah.
Or heel, but he's not a great heel. It's what did Shawn Michaels say? It's like, it's not that he was a great heel and a great talker. It's that he could say fuck.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I...
swear.
It's like with CM Punk. I have never in my entire time watching the guy, because when I got back into it, was when I got divorced and I was living with you for that year.
Yeah.
And we were watching wrestling. It was the week after he left. We started that next pay-per-view after Punk left. And we watched that documentary on him.
Right.
We know the guys that he trained with at Steel Domain. We knew Ace. We knew Danny Dominion. So this is areas that we knew. I watched the guy, and there's never been a single thing that I've said to myself, wow. It's that he's always... It's not that he couldn't say fuck then. He does now, on AEW or whatever. but he just looked like the guy that would say pussy in front of your grandma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, like, where's your white girlfriend? Trash. Oh, he's
really like white trash from like Lockport.
But he hates it so much that, you know, not only that, he's like the embodiment. He's the Reddit wrestler. I mean, he talks about, do you have any ovaries, bro? You know, like, then you can't have a say about the systematic ritualistic murder of millions of babies in the womb because I got a fucking dick. Fuck you.
But CM Punk has always been like that. I read that book by CM Benham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About that wrestling league they had down south. Phil Brooks is basically an asshole his whole life.
Yeah, yeah, he looks like it.
He looks like an asshole.
He looks like one of those dicks down there who's going to fucking take you for whatever he can take you for, and you don't even know him. He just doesn't like you.
He doesn't like you, but he has this cool band of followers.
Yeah. Yeah, because he says fuck. And like I said, he says pussy in front of someone's grandma.
He's got Pepsi sign tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking
crazy. You don't care. Yeah. He's different, man.
But he's like absolutely not punk.
Yeah, he's not punk at all.
He's totally Mr. Acceptable Opinion. And I think that's what's killing this brand of wrestling. And WWF, like you said earlier, WWE, whatever you want to call it now, they're always going to survive.
Always.
Because that's just what they're designed to do. They will survive. And honestly, WCW would have survived had they not blown their load competing against Vince, you know.
Another thing, too, and then bringing in the trash ECW wrestlers and displaying them. You know, like, also there's that, even though it was WCW and it changed, it was still, like, mid-Atlantic.
Yeah,
The guys you could have and, you know, bring on, mm-hmm. you know, to wrestle for you. They were still like that Southern element to it.
Yeah, and I loved it because it's, you know, you were always counting on, like, someone would come down with the Confederate flag.
Right.
And once during a pay-per-view, and you never see that on fucking WWE, unless he was a literal bad guy.
And if you lived, like, in the North, like, in the 80s, and growing up in the 80s, you had to be a huge wrestling fan and even know what the fuck NWA was.
Yeah.
To even know who Ric Flair and Sting and the Road Warriors and Tully and Arn, the Four Horsemen, you didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
Like, everybody from every corner of the country knew who the fuck Hulk Hogan was.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, 100%.
He's at Good Morning America. He's
right.
Graham Marshall parades.
Right, you know? Yeah, he'd been on Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
You know, you could have him on all those shows, and it played really well.
Yeah, yeah, he was fucking
But great. You're never going to see Ric Flair on that show.
No.
You're never going to see any of that, because they were still too regional and then decided to be national instantly.
Yeah.
And it ruined them.
Yeah, it really did. And
maybe Dusty Rhodes doing all the booking all the time did
and
that as well.
The corporate, being owned by a corporation that had really no interest in owning them, like in the business sense, just the owner of the corporation wanted to fuck with Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but at the same time, he also knew that he had made his station on wrestling.
Yeah.
TBS was basically wrestling and Braves games.
Yeah.
You know, that was it.
And Andy Griffith.
Right, and it was his highest rated show. It's what put TBS on the map. Mm-hmm. Literally was the Saturday Night Show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He knew that, and he also knew who Ric Flair was.
It was a real comfy show. It was perfect for a kid. I would love it as a father right now. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, give me a good hour of up-to-date current wrestling that I could watch with the boys. And we got MLW, you know, but that's on YouTube. I could watch it anytime.
No, it's something you anticipated and waited for, too.
It's gotten too big now.
That's the other problem is, right now, what, how many days is wrestling on per week?
It's all the fucking time.
Yeah, I don't know what day it's not on.
And you can watch it, you know, and like I said, YouTube will do it. You got all these subscriptions, which is fucking cool because not everybody works a traditional schedule like back in the day.
Yeah, which is great. But when you knew that 6:05 Saturday nights, mm-hmm. that's where you had to be to watch this show. You were there. Wrestling Challenge came out at 10:30. From where we came from, we watched it on Channel 18 out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And from 10 to 10:30, you watched Benny Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And once yep. Benny Hill was over, that's when Wrestling Challenge started.
Yep.
And the next morning was Superstars.
Yep.
Right at like the morning. 9 or 10 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to watch it then. And sometimes it was Saturday night's main event. But the best part was you could flip back to Challenge because it was still happening.
Yeah. It wasn't like now where, I mean, there's too many pay-per-views. There's just too much. It's like that slippery slope. It's like wrestling in this country is, it's going to be a sideshow. And it's how it is. It can't be a cornerstone of our culture. It is, but it isn't. It's not something that, I don't know.
It mirrors our society, but yeah. It's not a cornerstone of it. It's never going to be football or
no, and baseball. It shouldn't be because it's, this is what
it's
you
never
have.
Be going to the movies or even you know something like that. It's a little more niche than anything like that, which is fine. Wrestling, you know, has pretty much sort of always been that way. But there's always these peaks in wrestling where everybody likes it.
Yeah,
you know, people loved it for Hulk Hogan, then people loved it for Steve Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
John Cena. And, Rock and John Cena.
Yeah, but honestly, Rock was able to ride the wave of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I like The Rock a lot.
Yeah.
But Austin, he doesn't exist if Austin doesn't do what he does for wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Austin's actually the greatest of that era.
I believe so, too.
Never puts on a bad match. Never did. His whole career.
No, I've never seen
Steve Whether it was stunning Steve poorly. Out of Texas when he was barely trained, from what he says.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Hollywood WCW Blondes. Is Hollywood Blondes with Brian Pillman, or even on his own, is stunning Steve Austin as part of the Dangerous Alliance, which is
very... one of the greatest things of all time, in my opinion. It's probably pound for pound. It should be talked about up there with the Horsemen.
Yeah, easy. Because you had Steve Austin, Rick Rude, Medusa was in there. Then you had Arn Anderson and Larry Zbyszko or Bobby Eaton.
Yeah. And so everybody forgets about Zbyszko. He wasn't just some goofy announcer. He's a two-time AWA World Champion.
Yeah, he'd also been trained by Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno Sammartino's neck.
Yeah.
You know, put him out.
Right, exactly. He was his protege. Like, he had some runs. I mean, it was because he was Vern Gagne's son-in-law that he won the AWA title. But, because they knew he wouldn't leave the Federation. And he fucking left.
Yeah.
Anyways, because there was no money there. Went to WCW. But that Dangerous Alliance was fantastic.
Yeah. It was.
And it's completely unsung, but he was good then. And, you know, the stuff he did when he was in ECW, you know, with all the talking and all the promos showed that he could talk on the mic. And then they took a couple of years in WWF to figure it out.
Yeah.
That he was what he could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that big double turn with him and Brett at WrestleMania when he's Bloodstone.
Yeah.
That's what changes everything.
Yeah, it does.
And by the next WrestleMania, he's fighting Shawn Michaels for the title, and Mike Tyson's there.
Yeah, yeah, and it's on from that point. And people forget about the Attitude Era. It seems, in retrospect, like it was just unreal, wall-to-wall, the greatest wrestling ever, and it really wasn't.
It really wasn't.
A lot of stinkers, a lot of shit matches in the beginning.
Well, yeah, for every, like, Steve Austin-McMahon feud, or even like Big Show coming in, or DX or that stuff.
Yeah.
You had like fucking Sean Stasiak meat.
Yeah.
And Beaver Cleavage.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Like, ECW started the slippery slope, and Vince Russo just took it and ran with it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, we got a guy called Cockmongler.
Yeah, because everything was New York and Howard Stern. Yeah. Howard Stern thought it was funny. Vince Russo did it.
Yeah.
But we didn't want that. But he was a guy that didn't actually like wrestling.
Yeah. He didn't give a shit.
No, he didn't give a shit, so he ruined it.
Yeah, he ruined it because it was funny.
Yeah, exactly. And everything was packed in and everything was sped up. You know, you saw an ECW match and the amount of broken tables or chair shots or violence in it was should have been the culmination of a feud. It's 10 matches of a feud jammed into one.
Yeah, yeah, that's too much. You wouldn't be that pissed at a guy the next week if you did that to him the week before.
Right.
It's a blow off. You do that stuff. You put guys through tables. You do the big stuff. Strictly as a blow-off to really knock the house down with how much you two hate each other.
And how long was the Sabu thing going to run for? I don't care about a guy who jumps through tables all the time, does barbed wire matches.
Yeah.
To me, that's, you know, I'm sure it's like the outlaw mud shows, like this Cornette would say. But, you know, that's that shit they do in Japan, too, with the death matches.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
C4.
Yeah, exactly. That's stupid shit. Yeah. Like, I love Terry Funk, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
You know, when he has that final against Mick in, you know, whatever, was it IWA or whatever it was for? Like, I don't need to see that shit.
Yeah, the dude's just, he's got
rotting flesh. How about once? You know what I mean? You do it once and that's it.
Yeah, maybe break it out 10 years later.
Right, exactly.
But you just hammer until we're at the point now where now here we are. We got flippy shit, you know, there's no psychology to the sport.
No, there's no quality to storylines or matches themselves.
Yeah,
everything is planned out for you to do your moves.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, when you someone's not listening to you, they're just waiting for their turn to talk.
Yeah, yeah,
that's how it is in wrestling. They're not just trying to put your moves over and make this a better wrestling match.
Yeah,
they're just waiting for their turns to do their moves.
Yeah,
and you know, they're selling whatever they have. How many times I gotta watch 9 guys standing outside the ring and then, what's that guy in the ring going to do?
Is he going to jump on him?
Is he going to jump over and knock all 9 of them down where they stood there and waited for him?
Yeah, Yeah.
You know, I always like the old wrestling term, don't turn your back on me, I'm going to hit you. Because you turn your back on me, it shows the illegitimacy of it all.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good rule to have.
Exactly.
You know, and then a veteran would knock your block off because you did that. You turned your back on him.
And you would get things. In a fight, that's what you would do to somebody.
Right, because that was what would happen. Because it was supposed to be a fucking sport.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I know McMahon changed it to superstars and, you know, sports entertainment or whatever, but it's still that part that's called a sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be called the sport of professional wrestling. That's the fun of it, too. They actually put prestige into it.
Yeah.
And it was great.
But I think a lot of this is this changing of the way it's done. I think part of it is on purpose. I think everything's following the overall pattern because they're trying to alienate that old fan base out that brought it up and made it what it is and give it to people, much like they've done with every other franchise. Every other thing, you know, comic books, superhero movies, sports, everything. They're just changed the whole polarity of the culture to where all the old fans, this thing stands against them, and it's actually made them the enemy now. But the good part is with all these, everybody trying to cater to every voice that comes out there, is that's how the enemy eats itself. You got too many guys that are supposed to be a champ somewhere. They've been gassed up that they're a champ. Or they're a legitimate champ throughout the years. Whether or not they would have done it in the old days, they were a champ. So you can't do anything. You can't just have matches with no context anymore. It will bite people on the ass, and I see it. It's going to happen with AEW.
There will be backlash to it because regular people will stop watching.
Yeah.
And it's fine that the neckbeards have no wives, girlfriends, and or children.
Yeah.
So they pissed their money away on t-shirts and...
Yeah.
And replica championship belts.
Yeah. That's...
Good Lord, that is the gayest thing in the world.
That's gayer than having a jersey with another man's fucking name on the back and you being a grown man. That championship belt shit and they... It's funny to fucking take a picture with somebody and be like, you know... But when you're like got two belts on your shoulders and you're going into the, you know,
the wrestling convention to show off, take some pictures with Sasha Banks.
Yeah, like, right. Hey, what? She doesn't want to fuck. She'll never fuck
you. Yeah, she'll never fuck you.
You'll never.
Your replica belts.
Yeah.
Are not going to get you pussy. That's never happening.
Exactly.
But they waste their money on that shit, and they buy like these action figures are ridiculously priced now because they're not for playing with.
So I can't get my boys wrestling action figures anymore because they cost $25 because they have posable fucking hands.
Right.
And they're going to just eat the parts and they can't play with what?
Yeah, but they're also not meant to be played with. They're meant to be kept in the box and stacked on my wall.
Yeah.
I'm never supposed to open them.
Yeah. No, you know? Don't do that. Why would you do that?
Like, that's how big of faggots the neckbeards are that ruin wrestling is they don't even take their toys out of the box to play with
them. They're the same guys that bought a Star Destroyer from 1983... for $5,000 that's still in the box.
Yeah, you know? But what good does it do that's still in the box?
Why
do you... Fucking put the fucker together.
I would have way more respect if I went into a dude's man cave and he legit had a scene from Star Wars that he was like, hey, you want to play Star Wars, guys?
Yeah, or like a messy section of the Star Wars toys where you could see they've been played with, they've been used.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Even if he's 35 and he's still playing with toys, it's better than them sitting on your fucking wall because you're too much of a fucking pussy to be yourself and play with the toys. And admit it, any of you fuckers out there, you would play with those in a heartbeat if you didn't think anybody would make fun of you.
Right, and also, at least once, if you found all your old toys from a kid or, you know, some magic genie brought them to you, you'd probably fuck around with the G.I. Joes. You'd go through every single one of them. You'd go through every single one of your He-Man guys.
Now, you know, with
your what's that, the Secret Wars toys of Marvel back in the day.
Well, now that I know, like, small unit tactics, learned that in the Army, like, my G.I. Joe games would be way cooler and more realistic now if I could put them in, like, little Ranger files.
Right, yeah.
And, you know.
It's that crowd who watches wrestling. That wasn't a wrestling crowd back in the day.
Yeah. No, that was... No, they...
Fucking cool dudes watch wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and weirdos did too, but that was fine. Everybody watched wrestling.
We watched... Sometimes you had the weirdo over with the... Because he was another... He had an Austin 316 shirt.
Right.
And you're like, hey.
He was a wrestling man. It can do that, but to make it where I don't like the way it went, so I'm going to say something about it. This ain't a fucking TV show, douchebag.
Yeah, yeah. Who cares anyways if you don't like it?
Exactly. If you don't like it too fucking bad, you also don't have to watch it.
Yeah,
exactly. But they should have to change for you either.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they changed their entire style of wrestling for you guys. And how sustainable is that? The Attitude Era itself, we were just talking about.
Not sustainable.
That wasn't sustainable.
No, no.
By any means.
No. Because you went into that, what got, I know the last time when we turned it off, it was getting to the point where it was like trying to cross the line into almost like a Skinamax Saturday night softcore. They would just keep you coming back from the break, but promising you titties.
Yeah, and there's also, yeah, exactly. But there's also that thing of it's titties and tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yeah,
it's like come the fuck on,
yeah,
dude.
It's not interesting anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah,
you know, and you made a whole pay-per-view about it?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I don't fucking give a shit.
Everybody's in a hardcore, man. Oh, it's like ECW. Oh, no, it's not actually. It's just too much. Too much. It overloaded our senses so we don't know what we like.
And you know, everybody loves Rob Van Dam, and he was elevated highly and had a good career with WWF, but, like, he throws a chair to you, you hold it while he kicks it in your face.
Yeah, why would you? I would just.
Or he sets a chair on you and then jumps across the ring to kick it in on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where it started, that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's not believable.
It looked cool, and he maybe should be the. Yeah, maybe he should have got his ass handed to him a couple times. I think he did. I think I remember seeing the Big Show literally punch him with the chair.
Out of the
or
air.
Or through the chair and knock him out.
Yeah, which,
you know, out of the air.
How it would be.
Which is exactly how it would be.
And I'm saying, Rob Van Dam could be an IC guy, sure.
Yeah, maybe even sneak a world championship for a week or two, but...
Yeah, not sustainable as well.
Exactly, because what's behind that? What's his story? What was he doing? What was he ever doing?
Right, and you know, there was all this that those guys bitching, like, these old guys need to go. Like, why the fuck was Hogan around from 85 to fucking 2000?
I'm more invested in
or
Hogan
84 to 2000.
What he's been through in his career than some dude that I've only seen hop match to match.
But you wanted him out of the way. Was he still selling fucking t-shirts?
Yeah.
Were people still coming to see Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course they were.
Exactly, exactly. Because they had characters they were invested in. They weren't just spot monkeys.
Right, and when you had Ric Flair who could have held your company up
mm-hmm.
because of the way he was perceived by those fans... You ruined him.
Yeah.
You trashed him by having Hogan beat him all the time.
Yeah.
And then never getting anything back. And but Dusty did the same thing to the Four Horsemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Dusty would trash the Four Horsemen, and then there was no receipt for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At all. To further a storyline.
Yeah. Exactly.
By any means.
Exactly. And if you don't have that story, you don't have that character, you don't have wrestling at all.
Right.
And there's nothing now, I think, because... Are they afraid to tell a story because they might offend somebody, or is it literally how do you write a story with 70 characters that another 20 are going to be available and oh no they want this guy now, please get him, he's great. Like, I can't.
It's because you got TV writers to write it.
Mm-hmm.
We I don't want to watch a TV show.
Yeah.
The three guys by a pool writing fucking all the fucking storylines.
Yeah.
The old days of Bruce Prichard, Pat Patterson, and Vince McMahon writing all the storylines.
And sometimes a story goes too long.
Right.
It shouldn't take 2 years for a guy to break away from his abusive partner or manager.
No.
It shouldn't. And sometimes people fucking forget that there's even a story going on. Or
like these two guys still got a feud?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, they're on the... They're fighting at SummerSlam and Survivor Series?
And I think they rely on the geeks on the internet to tell their stories through their theories.
Right.
Because, you know, we have this culture of, like, where people make money off of reacting to somebody's original content. It's like another middleman to tell you how you should feel about the original incident. It's like almost like a new way to frame it.
Yeah, the best thing for wrestling is to be mainstream, but you can't mainstream with that shit.
No. No.
You know, the folks got to go home happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the main thing. Like, do a poll in the street. How many motherfuckers know who Kenny Omega is over Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
I guarantee Roman Reigns being in Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit. I guarantee he's been pushed up there. Or even John Cena versus anybody fucking any other wrestling company had to offer. I mean, John Cena is up there with Austin and Hogan for carrying a company.
And I know a lot of that's brute force. They brute force pushed. Yeah. He was there. He was the guy. He was there. He was the
it's
guy.
It's the machine of WWE as well.
Yeah.
You know, publicity and all that stuff. That's how it works.
Kenny Omega survived being pushed and pushed and pushed? Fuck no. He would have just been crushed in the gears because he's just not interesting enough.
No, he's not.
He's like a...
But he's the best wrestler in the world.
He's fucking Alan Alda.
Yeah, according to internet guys who agree with each other.
Yeah.
He's Alan Alda. Oh, Jesus.
Low testosterone professional masturbators.
Right.
Guys who have porn folders on their computer. I mean, just don't even like go to the search engine or whatever. Folders. You know, in case they got to leave somewhere and jack off.
I got to take this with me.
Yeah, well, shit, I might not have interconnection. I got to beat off. You know,
so I downloaded it.
Yeah. So this is a low testosterone coomers who are highly left-leaning because, and I hate the term beta or alpha, that's kind of gay, but they're followers to a point. They're followers who have been gassed up through pop culture of being a leader or the main character. So they're naturally a follower, and there's nothing wrong with that because we've talked about you need leaders, and there's got to be way more followers than there are leaders or shit doesn't work out. But they have this idea that they're a leader, which gives their fan base the concept that they're a champion.
Automatically.
So now you got 50 champions, and that's exactly the problem with the enemy. I don't want to say the left because the right fucking does it too, but the enemy, the shitty, chaotic system, the beast, feed too many beasts, and eventually there's not enough food, and they're going to fucking eat each other.
It's going to collapse. But, you know, that Japan thing is, it's that snootiness of these internet fans, especially, like I said, the neckbeard fans.
It's indie music.
Yeah, that, like, would never athletically be able to do any actual wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is impossible for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, oh, well, in Japan, you know, they do that thing. It's kind of like me saying the asshole thing of, like, yeah, but in the book.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I read all the book. Fuck the movie. I read the book. You know, the book's much better because of this. But I know it's my snobbiness. I recognize that and accept it. But with these guys, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
They act like Japan is... they act like that's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate, too. It's with also the enemy. They act like that's the truth. That's your opinion,
motherfucker. Yeah, no, you were gaslit. You're not critically thinking about it because you're past that point because you're a fanatic now. You're a zealot that you have your opinion. It's religious dogma to you now. And how dare you be a heretic and go against it? You know, it's obvious that the WWE hates homosexuals because they won't give Kenny Omega a fair shot. And he's the greatest wrestler in the world.
Yeah, greatest wrestler in the world. How come he's not in WWF? Well, he's 5'7".
Yeah, and he's fucking...
He's not in magnificent shape. There's nothing, exciting about him.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking theater kid. That's the problem with him. And that's why he's so popular with these. Even if these kids aren't theater kids, they're overly dramatic. They have all the mental illnesses that the theater kids have.
Yeah, but they're also like the, because Kenny Omega is also that, he's an anime video game guy. Those guys are homos too.
Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't talk about his favorite porno.
Honestly, like openly about it?
Yeah. Because that's all he hasn't, you know, he hasn't used to identify with that whole pod person.
That degenerate pod person?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, where they're going to
sit. They will eat the bugs.
Oh, they'll fucking love the bugs because, you know, bugs don't feel or something. You know what I'm saying? They're not like sweet little animals. I love little animals. They're the coomers, the pod people. They're the kind of people that spend that $800 a month for like a tent in someone's apartment kind of shit. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
They're on Reddit all the time. They got like 2 million karma, you know, on Reddit. Like all that, their opinions are state approved.
Like that means a fucking thing to me. State approved. That's the main thing.
Yeah, they're state approved opinions. They're state approved people, and 100%. That should scare them. You know, and they're also
look at their little bug man owner.
Yeah,
you know, Vince McMahon could beat somebody's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Bill Watts can fuck somebody up.
Yeah,
you knew it. Like you absolutely. Vern Gagne could whoop on you.
And see,
like, let's go to all these promoters from back in the day. Very rarely were they just businessmen.
Yeah.
They were usually, you know, wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you were, like, just a businessman, you were at least fucking tough because it was those days.
Yeah.
You know, but they were all tough guys. This is your fucking...
And he's not even... I don't even think he's on coke. I think it's, like, Adderall or, like, some other, like, kind of geek speed. Because he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would do coke. He's too much of a pussy.
He's too much
of a... It would give me a heart attack. Well, stop the fucking all the speed you just took, you right. retard.
Yeah,
well, it's given me by the doctor.
He's too pussy to do coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Yeah, he just won't. I mean...
Come on. Like, no, he still says no.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fucking billionaire.
He's a fucking billionaire, like, which is fine, but, you know, Vince also built WWF into what it is today. We've seen an evolution of Vince, what he did. He was the most mainstream wrestling, so that's why that's the trend in the wrestling business. But somebody tried to do something different. Well, yeah, that different was shitty. Also, like, you know, like we said, the Attitude Era started it all.
Yeah.
To a slow degradation downhill.
Yep. And
I don't want to see that chain wrestling shit.
No, I don't.
Training, you look like you're still in wrestling school.
Yeah.
You're practicing in the ring for wrestling school.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're taking some bumps and working with the guy to get a feel.
Yeah.
And not in front of an audience.
Exactly.
That's what I'm tired of.
Yeah. Just go out there and do some. Your match doesn't have to be 25 fucking minutes of the greatest shit ever. It can go 10 minutes, man.
Right.
And be good. And you can get your shit in where it belongs. Not.
Yeah, you know what, though? But it's part of psychology and it's part of a story of wrestling that we grew up with. I'm sure guys older than us would say that ours was the total shits because of it. Is what happened in an abdominal stretch?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You held it in the ring. You did a spot with the abdominal stretch where he kind of scooted a few times close to the ring and you just tightened back up.
It comes from the, oh my God, announcing.
Right, exactly.
Everybody needs to be JR.
People say Vince was a shit announcer, but he wasn't.
Fucking great.
He was great. They say he was shit because he didn't know any of the moves or anything what they were doing.
But he was a sports announcer.
Almost had him like that, up pitch in his voice and the way he did it. I always liked Vince as an announcer.
Yeah, I did too.
And when I hear on podcasts they say it, I'm like, I don't feel that way at all.
I liked him in
JR being so excited about it.
But at the same time, there's become a caricature of that. I long for the days of Gordon Solie,
right,
who is calling it like a sport. And I'm not saying it has to be every single league should go to what I'm saying. I'm saying a guy who could calmly call this like a sporting event and put a little bit of emotion in his voice. Vince played great with being that young guy who put a little bit too much in.
Like he was a fan announcing and wasn't a wrestler.
Yeah.
Like he was a sports announcer. That's all it was. Whoa, what is this?
He doesn't know what's going to happen either.
Exactly. But that's why he has this expert color commentator. So whether it was Jesse Ventura or Bobby Heenan or the Macho Man.
Yeah.
You know, or Piper even.
Macho was underrated on announcing, in my opinion.
I know. It sucked because he just wanted to get back in the ring, which obviously worked out for him.
Yeah, it did.
The NWO, the title reigns. Yeah. He had WCW. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Macho Man Randy Savage fan.
No, I'm not either.
Means.
But
yeah, good for Macho Man. Yeah, he just wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, he's an icon in the field.
For sure.
You know, I wouldn't put him on my Rushmore, but he's
rude,
you know, and the stars. You know?
Right, exactly. But I do get tired of the Steamboat Savage WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, everybody sucks that match's dick because you're supposed to.
Right.
It's a lot of times everybody. The people who love it the most are the ones who missed it by 5-6 years.
Right.
We saw it happen, well, live as it could be, but on that Saturday Night Main Event, we watched it happen.
Right.
Because
that was right in when we got into wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, full-time into wrestling.
Yeah, that was like
we'd been shown that the wrestling classic.
Yeah.
That King of the Ring where Harley Race wins it all.
Yeah.
It's Junkyard Dog in the finals. But we saw that, but then right after WrestleMania 3, I remember us watching Saturday Night's Main Event for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was right after the whole thing went down.
It was next door.
But yeah, I remember.
It's the people who are like 5-10 years younger than us who
you're supposed to like the Savage and Steamboat
match.
What
they did is they liked hearing about it.
It's a thinking man's match.
Yeah, they liked hearing about it from people. People told them it was the greatest. Yeah. And in their heart, when they finally watch it, it doesn't.
It never
live up to
up.
What they've been expected to, you know, to thought to expect about it, you know, because it doesn't. It's got a, it's a couple of highlights. He crushes us. He drops the axe handle on. He drops the bell axe handle, and then he drops the elbow with the bell on his throat. You know,
that's how it's done.
That is great wrestling right there. It's not the greatest fucking match.
What it was though, it was two mega stars going at it in that WrestleMania 3, but two megastars in the territories. Ricky Steamboat out of Mid-Atlantic and Randy Savage out of Memphis.
Yeah.
Really. And they did basically a Southern-style match where you had to work for it like that. It wasn't the normal WWF match either.
Yeah.
big guys brawling around. Yeah. There's two, like, you know, smaller guys, which is really isn't smaller.
Yeah.
They're 240, 250 rather than 300.
Everybody thinks Shawn Michaels is small. I think that's funny when people get that impression, like, HBK was small, and it's like, no, motherfucker, he just hung out with
giant dudes.
Diesel and Razor Ramon.
If he was a dude from work, he'd be a bigger dude at work.
Yeah, he's like 6'2", like 240, you know? Yeah. That's a fucking big guy, man. That's a
big fucking guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't go talk shit. Well, a couple, apparently he talked shit to some Marines, got his ass fucking kicked.
Right, but yeah, he was fucking, he's actually a big guy in real life. That's like, you know, a point guard for the NBA. Most likely he's taller than most people.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Well, like, get back to it. Like, you said that the other day that you don't want to watch guys that are, like, our size. I don't care.
I don't believe it. No, it's not believable at all. Like, it'd be more believable if they just had a fist fight.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably watch that. I'd be impressed more with that. But, like, skinny guy fist fight.
Skinny guy.
You know what I mean?
You know what? I bet we could get that funded.
Yeah.
Where would it be? It'd have to be, like, it takes place in an alley.
Like, I think we alley, can make some money off an this. Empty lot, a farm field. Like, there's different places to
only,
go and fight.
Only ecto... Yeah, farm field. Yeah. With the keg in the middle.
Right, yeah.
So you guys and a bunch of out. Chairs.
Right.
You know?
And the only light that shows it is car lights, truck lights.
Yes. You know? A bunch of truck lights.
That's all you
Wisconsinites fucking pounding beers.
There's two guys beat the piss out of each other.
And then there's pallets. And you got the Inferno match where you got, like, 20 pallets in the middle of the ring. And then they light it.
They've been drinking enough to this be really dangerous by the fire.
Yeah. So they got to be ectomorph body types, and they can't weigh over a buck 60.
No.
If you're 160, you got to be like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, right.
We're talking like skinny guy.
You got to stretch it. Yeah. Because you'll wonder that one, you know, country strong motherfucker.
Yeah.
Rail the piss out of everybody.
My roommate, before I went to Korea, Danny Woodrum, was like that. He's just this tall, lanky fucker. He was like 6'3", like a buck 80, 90. And he was from Mammoth, West Virginia. He didn't have an address. He had to mail it to General Delivery in the town of Mammoth. He picked his fucking mail up at, like, the store, you know?
That's good old white Appalachian, isn't it?
Yeah. But he was, like, the strongest motherfucker. Just weird shit, you know? Like, you're picking up ammo crates or rock, whatever, you know. Fucking Woody just come by and, like, grab one under his arm and, you know, I'll grab yours too. You're like, thanks, Woody, shit. You know, then you get fucking, hey, bring moonshine home.
Well, let's start putting that together.
Yeah, start, gotta get Skinny Guy Fight Club.
Start promoting Skinny Guy Fight Club.
Yeah, everybody's gotta be built like Ed Norton. I even think Brad Pitt in that movie's just a little bit too big. He's a little bit too...
muscular.
Yeah, yeah. For what I'm imagining. I kind of want to see ribs.
Right, exactly.
Ribs and spine ridges.
Spine ridges. You know what I'm saying? Guys.
But you know this motherfucker's got like 45 minutes of wailing.
Yeah, right? They got all the energy. Get hit.
I'm a skinny... We were skinny fucks, and we would fight, have like hours. Running 10-hour fights across the house in the summer.
Hours. Until it had to stop when an adult was coming home.
Yeah, we were fucking like, man, you scratched me in the eye. Fuck, dude. You know, We gotta stop. This is getting lethal.
But yeah, it goes with wrestling though. It goes back to I don't want to see small guys do it. I'm not looking for everybody has to be 300 pounds like the 80s. That's not what I'm looking for.
No,
I'm just saying every dude is like 5'10".
Yeah,
and like 185.
Yeah,
you know, or like 210. Like that's it. See,
there's guys in the indies that are even worse, that are like fucking 6 foot, like, or, you know, like, yeah, like 170, I mean, 170, no matter what.
Right.
You better be a woman wrestler to be 170. You know what I'm saying? Like, 170 pounds is not, in my opinion.
No way.
I'm just not looking for that. That's someone else's fucking bag, and that's Spike what I'm talking Dudley. About. Yeah, yeah. So
that is.
That is, and damn, that's a Muggsy Bogues once in a fucking generation kind of shit. There's only room for one Spike Dudley. Mikey Whipwreck was even bigger than him. And didn't get as much success as Spike got. I mean, Spike got tag team titles and hardcore title. I mean, you know, in WWE, which...
But it also helps that he was a Dudley and had that character to go with.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovable Spike Dudley. Was
giant killer Spike.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
With the acid drop and all that.
Yeah.
That was a real simple move for him to perform.
Yeah, for a guy that size, it's like my son, you know, a little taller than him.
Right. A tornado...
Tornado like Bulldog. Bulldog, yeah. And I think it was a Tornado Bulldog. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It's just that same thing. Like, it's turning into...
They're supposed to be larger than life.
Yeah, they're your gladiators.
But yeah, even when you had the giant 300-pounders, you also had your Shawn Michaels and Bret Harts.
Yeah.
You know?
Smaller guys, at least comparatively.
And I mostly like what Bret Hart did over his career.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's a self-mark. You know, like, he totally marks out for himself way too, like, the kind of scary, you know, like...
It's like he actually is the Hitman.
You know, live your gimmick? What did DDP say that? You gotta live your gimmick, right?
Yeah.
And he did. And he's one of the greatest. He's not on, like, my top list because I liked him a lot more as a, what he could have been in WCW. I was really excited to see him go over there.
So was I, if they would have, like, let him actually wrestle matches.
Yeah.
You know?
Why wouldn't you have that motherfucker out ASAP after the screw job?
100%.
That's what makes me think the whole thing is a fucking work, and that was part of the deal. Like, you can't go out there and use my escape route for you. That's an escape route Vince gave Brett, because he didn't want to fucking drop the belt in Canada.
It's such a bullshit thing.
You know?
Sorry.
And then when he was still in the U.S., he should have dropped the belt. He wanted to carry the belt out of that company.
It's always a possibility, no matter what anybody says. It's always a possibility.
Why wouldn't it? Yeah, I just think it makes more sense because Vince didn't want him capitalizing.
I don't give a fuck that the Montreal Screwjob happened.
I don't care either.
I don't
wrestling it. I mean,
I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That they screwed it. I was a Shawn Michaels fan anyway.
What, like, did he screw him out of? Seriously.
Nothing, a prop.
Did he screw him out of actual money?
No, he didn't.
You don't got the championship anymore, so you're not getting all your paycheck.
You're not the champion.
Yeah.
You don't make that kind of money anymore.
You're like, not, it was his actual championship.
Like, he'd won it by working hard and getting some big wins. You know, like, no, yeah. That's, they gave you a prop.
It's like...
It's part of your outfit.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's like Mark Hamill getting pissed if they took his lightsaber, you know?
Right.
Like, Mark, it's not...
It's not real.
Yours. It's not real, even. It's, how am I going to defend myself against Stormtrooper? It's not real.
A guy wrote that you won it.
Dude, that's one of my worst... This is the worst part about what we're sort of meandering at, is the hijacking of all of our cultural institutions, pop culture institutions, is exactly...
Like, they made wrestling faggy? Like,
yeah,
what, man?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's that bug man that comes in and just...
Ruins, you know, everything.
Ruins it.
Everything you could possibly enjoy or go, oh, that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
They ruin it. They've got to ruin it.
To the point with Mark Hamill being a huge fag for everything. For Trump, for, you know, you name the cause, this guy's going to come out to impress some...
Yeah, that's Mark Hamill trying
HR lady
to keep cast. His spotlight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, kids protect trans kids.
Yeah, I don't care what Luke Skywalker thinks about protecting trans kids.
But really, thanks for making Luke be a huge fag now in my eyes.
Yeah, Luke's a total fag.
No, I just don't enjoy it because I'll just look at him and I'm like, hey, he's such a fucking faggot.
Even Han Solo's kind of a fag too.
He's yeah.
Harrison Ford.
I learned about him being a huge fag way longer ago though, about those kind of causes.
Yeah.
You know, he came out about like 20 years ago. Whereas Mark Hamill, I didn't know. Not that I really should care, but when they're pushing it out there.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What Mark Hamill thinks.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Mark Ruffalo is another one of those.
He's a nut, dude.
Yeah.
He's a nut. And I wonder, like, what kind of fucking blackmail do they got on some of you motherfuckers on the anti-Trump? Now, the actors and shit, I know there's billions of theories. And they're unsubstantiated. So as much as I might entertain them and look into them, I'm not going to go and take them all as, like, legit fact. But actors, I think, play more of a part in society too. They're actors in society. They're paid. They have their handlers, their patrons. They do what they're told to keep up that lifestyle. So I could see them getting paid, but it's all the other odd. But there's still some, like, kind of scariness to some of the people, because it's like, I don't give a fuck Michael Rappaport's opinion about anything.
Yeah.
But this motherfucker's like, dog, Trump is fucking Satan. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, you know, Ron Perlman is like, I'll fucking, you know, eat your
shit. Yeah, I got to hear about it.
Yeah.
They've also got to promote it everywhere.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman takes jab at Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they got to read the
shit heel and fuck knuckle or some stupid.
I can do what I want because I play a tough guy.
Yeah.
On a TV show.
Yeah, what was the blackmail? Because, I mean, that shit went off, and I was so glad, at least with WWE, that because the McMahons are so involved, you know, in the last administration.
Right.
That they avoided the faggotry that came to everything else. Because I hate the faggotry for Trump,
right,
too. As much as I hate the faggotry against Trump. And honestly, if there was an election tomorrow, I'd vote for the fucking guy.
Yeah, if
I but would. I'm not. Yeah. I don't support him anymore. Not even. I don't even know if I'd fucking vote because I don't see anything. Anybody really moving and doing anything about the blatant.
Yeah, as much as I hate the anti-Trump shit, there is the shedding a tear to Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Patriotic bag. Mr. Trump kind of fucking guy that I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I can't get into that.
Yeah, I can't either. It's the rallies are the worst.
Rallies are the worst. Any of that shit, though, is the worst. It's like, even back in school, like pep rallies, I was like, I'm not into this. I don't like to clap along with everybody else.
No, I never. We never did as kids, actually. I always felt really embarrassed for kids who were clapping. I was like, why are you fucking clapping with this dildo? You
right, know? Exactly.
You're really fucking happy to see it clap? Holy shit, man. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's just not me.
No, it's not
by me. Any means.
Never has been. Like I said, that's the old man, though. You know, it's dead.
Yeah, the uncomfortableness in social settings.
Yeah. He just doesn't know what to do. So he just talk. So he just fucking talk. And fucking talk. He's a smart guy. He had a lot of shit to talk about. But, and he did. He fucking did. But, yeah, everything's been ruined.
Everything's been ruined.
And
homos.
And it's because we stopped bullying people. You know, and there is like a sort of a gatekeeping that some people will give like people in the music scene shit about, oh, you like so-and-so, name every song by him then. You know, like those kind of gatekeepers keep casual dildos that might fuck shit up around. I've heard shit from guys who play D&D too that got like hijacked by total soy, you know, living soy jacks and their Hambies girlfriends, you know.
Yeah. Who want
to save everything, you know, protect everybody from everything.
Yeah, because D&D was kind of like the weirdos did that.
Yeah.
The weird kids.
Yeah. Yeah, at least like, in our area. I know it's different sometimes in like the city areas.
And there's like that rumor like Satanism, Dungeons and Dragons. You know, like, and like when you get up and find out what it is, like, that's it? Just fucking
Day little dice game? Yeah.
Like, what? Really? Okay. That you guys take
I'd way play too that seriously. Shit. What's satanic about it? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we play the wrestling dice game.
Yeah, we did.
Pilsinger, yeah.
But like I said, it was certainly not satanic by any means. But that was like kind of. It's like soccer was when we were kids.
Yeah.
Those are homos,
you
know?
Yeah.
If you were in a D&D or if you played soccer, you know, you were homos.
Yeah. Yeah, you were like that whole crowd.
Yeah, it was. That's how it was. That was not cool.
Yeah, but like I said, even those. So those guys. There was like a whole core of base D&D dudes. Because I know them. I've you know, talked to them online. A lot of cool motherfuckers played it growing up. You know, some of them are our age. Some of them a little bit younger. But, and they got fagged out. You know, their hobbies got gutted and destroyed and turned into like some, you know, like Frankenstein monster, you know, concoction of what it once was.
Because it poisons everything.
And that helps rewrite history.
Right.
Because we don't pay attention to anymore, so our boys aren't. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't like plan on getting all gay with any of that shit with the boys.
Hey, let's get into community activity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, so they'll be on something else and they just replace it with that new fan base, and that's when you start getting like the different characters. You know, like we'll just cycle this guy out or we make him black. Or, you know, it's an Asian chick. Now, superheroes, it's really easy to be interchangeable because they just pass the torch on, you know?
Right, yeah, to someone else. Oh, there's a new Iron Man.
Yeah.
Or a new Thor.
Iron Girl, she is.
Thor's a lady.
Yeah, Thor's got a penis, but it's a feminine penis, you know? It's just awful. And wrestling.
It's also been poisoned as well. It's every aspect of everything
been
poisoned.
Bullying is the only way, but you got to bully people back out of it.
Right, they've got to overcome it. That's the whole point of the bullying.
What survives? You know, like, what's going to survive out of these things? Because they're all going to burn out. You know, wrestling always hits dry spells.
Absolutely. And
you know, and bad ones too, where only the hardest of hardcore fans are still watching.
Yeah, there's that mid-90s before the Monday Night Wars where, whew.
Yeah.
Man, you had to be a wrestling fan to watch wrestling.
Yeah.
93 to 95,
yeah.
You say?
Yeah, with the internet, it's going to be a little bit easier for the attention to hang on, but wait till they all start dropping like flies from that shot, though. A lot of fan base is going to be missing because a lot of people are going to be pretty fucked up over the next couple of years.
And it's also not going to hit a new wave of popularity where somebody like AEW is going to pick up on that.
Yeah.
Or where like the whole country's going to go, do you see the wrestling on AEW?
Yeah.
And everything changes? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to take WWF now to get a resurgence of it mm-hmm. again.
Yeah.
And get it going.
Exactly. And they'll have to go back to some roots too because I don't recognize them very much anymore.
No, it's just... seems to be throwing together matches.
Yeah.
Talking shit backstage.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. We're going to say goodnight.
So, good night.
Good night. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I want racists, incels, misogynists, rednecks, peckerwoods, schizos, preppers, truthers, wignats, natsocks, lulberts, trads, chads, turfs, climate deniers, holocaust deniers, anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers, physique posters, fed posters, shit posters, flat earthers, terrain theorists, plots, pagans, orthopros, and Catholics!